Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Wednesday, December 15th, 2021. I'm Rich Straffolino. Google announced that its lightweight Android Go OS has reached over 200 million daily active users. The company also announced that the Go edition of Android 12 will roll out to some devices in 2022, opening apps up to 30% faster and providing smoother animations. CISA believes hundreds of millions of devices are likely to be affected by the Log4j vulnerability and is creating a dedicated website to collect information companies need to protect themselves. CISA ordered all federal civilian agencies to patch Log4j by December 24th. Microsoft and the security team Mandiant, meanwhile, report they have observed groups with ties to China, Iran, Turkey, and North Korea launching attacks with the exploit. The U.S. Department of Homeland Security launched a bug bounty program called HackDHS. This invite-only program provides access to select internal systems with payments of up to $5,000. Bugs will be verified within 48 hours and patches applied within 15 days. The Financial Times' sources say the U.S. Treasury will add 8 Chinese companies, including DJI, to its Chinese military industrial complex companies list, blocking U.S. citizens from investing in the companies. The U.S. Commerce Department already named DJI to its entity list, which bars U.S. firms exporting to it without a license. Microsoft is partnering with iFixit to sell official Microsoft service tools for Surface devices through iFixit.com. The tools include those needed for precision debonding and rebonding for adhesives, as well as weights and accessories. Sales will be limited to authorized repair technicians. Apple removed mentions about its announced program to scan iCloud photos for child sexual abuse material from its child safety webpage. Apple announced that it would indefinitely delay the feature back in September, following concerns from privacy and security researchers. Oppo announced its first in-house chip design, a neural processing unit, or NPU, for machine learning image performance called the Mari Silicon X. It will show up in Oppo's next flagship in Q1 and be manufactured by TSMC. Oppo also announced AirGlass, an AR device launching early next year in limited release in China. This projects 2D monochrome info into your field of view instead of overlaying 3D. AirGlass weighs 30 grams, has a Qualcomm Snapdragon 4100 SoC, and 3 hours of active battery life with 40 hours of standby. T-Mobile announced the T-Vision Hub, a Google TV streaming stick. It includes a remote with power and input controls for a conventional TV. The dongle also includes an Ethernet port, and it runs Android TV OS 11. The device will be free with new T-Mobile home internet customers, although retail pricing and a release are unknown. Dell showed off 3 prototype product designs for a seamless work experience, the Concept Flow, Concept Stanza, and Concept Perry. Perry is a magnetic webcam that can stream up to 1080p footage over Wi-Fi. Flow is a dock to link a monitor, keyboard, mouse, and charger seamlessly over Bluetooth. And Stanza is an 11-inch companion device tablet that can convert handwriting to text. No plans to bring these to market were announced. Microsoft added end-to-end encryption support for one-on-one calls in Microsoft Teams. The feature isn't on by default and must be toggled on by IT admins for an organization. Twitter rolled out auto-generated captions for videos. These are available on the web, iOS, and Android across 30 languages, including English, Spanish, Japanese, Arabic, Thai, Chinese, and Hindi. Users cannot edit these captions. iOS 15.2 supports erasing and resetting a locked device without connecting it first to a PC or Mac. Users will now see an erase iPhone option when a device is in security lockout mode, although this does require a network connection. Snap launched the Story Studio app for iOS, a standalone video editor with access to things like Snap Lenses, captions, trimming, and timing tools. Videos created in the app can be uploaded directly to Snapchat Spotlight. And finally, Analog announced that firmware version 1.1 for the Pocket Handheld Console will let users export Game Boy camera images to an SD card. One of the earlier consumer digital cameras, the Game Boy camera cartridge can save 30 images internally, but never had officially supported export options beyond printing. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.